Mobile.
4HX. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, you working or are you just out and about today?
In the yard right now.
Get more. Go and take all my equipment, make sure I got everything, all my connectors, and go from there.
I've been trying to do that, and I know I'm going to forget something.
Everybody that shows up will have enough stuff to make up for it, because I'm sure I'll forget something too.
Next time I'm ever doing something like this, I know it will be mine. I'll forget something for sure.
In a 40-pound radio bag is if there's something not there. You usually feel it because you're like, man, this thing's light.
I've never used mine before, so I don't know.
And alone probably weighs 15 pounds.
Really? It's not that heavy.
7100 and the super antenna and the all the coax and cables and battery. I think it was my backpack was pushing 40 pounds.
I'm going to be heavy. I just don't think that antenna weighs that much.
It definitely feels like it weighs a ton. Everything, mind you, plus the nicer tripod, right?
And I think mine does 2 meter 440. I don't think yours did.
It's just the only, you basically would have the tripod with just the little extension, about 19 inches.
I'm going to set this antenna up too, so we're going to see how that works.
I got extra radials if you want them or need them. I think you'll be all right.
Radials and everything, so we'll see how it works.
With them, I added, so what I did is, it's not a lot of radios. Really, you want more copper down for a good ground, and so what I did is I ordered some cable, and I made, golly, I don't even remember how many I made. It was a chunk. It's two bags, and I measured them for 80 meters, so you can use them for any band, but they're specific to help out with 80 meters.
I've been in here watching YouTube videos for a little while today on that JSA call, how to use it better.
The features I never really use, like the APRS and sending text messages and all kinds of stuff.
You can also, like if I wanted to send you a message but I couldn't talk to you, I can send it to another station and leave it there, and then you can check with them. And it will tell you you got a message waiting for you there. So you can use it like relay stations.
Got some cool features. I think I tried some of that out with Tim, back whenever he was trying to get his setup going with his G90, I think it was. And I don't remember if he had a Raspberry Pi or not, but he set all that up, and we were trying some of that out, like using the message forwarding and storing messages on one person's computer, and then another person retrieves it, and it's pretty neat.
What it's capable of when you start digging into it, and I found some other things in the settings other than what you and I did to change a few things too, so maybe we'll talk about those tomorrow.
Seeing what you found.
The new to you probably already know about it, but like I said, I've been studying up on it.
I don't use JSA to tow, and I don't think I've ever done the APRS. I've watched it. I think I may have some saved messages, or I did for specifically sending those, but I can't remember off the top of my head. And I'm pretty sure I've tried sending text messages. That was probably about it. I mean, most of it I've done.
Ask about it tomorrow. You just getting off work?
Not out about 3 o'clock.
I'm out here getting ready to sling up this antenna we built last night. It's a 2-meter ladder line antenna. We're calling it the T-Bart Hornet.
So you got the ladder line going to it, so I assume that's just to, you'll have to use, is it for a tuner? You use a tuner, a 9-to-1 or something? How does that work?
So I just got to throw it up in this tree here and try it on the Simplex net Monday night.
Hey, Paul.
If you got that last one, KO4HX, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Going camping and stuff, be a good way to try to get out from wherever you're at if you don't have a good signal.
Wins last night from Tron on a 5-watt handy.
That I heard you say something about Pickens with a HT at 5-watt.
Sorry, I forgot. I got to wait for my crossband repeat to get in there. But we hit Pickens last night from Columbia or from Tron. On a 5-watt handy.
So that was with the antenna?
And it wouldn't, I don't know, maybe 8 feet off the ground.
Hopping on the interstate, trying to get on. That's pretty cool. I'd like to see plans for that, because I've either thought about either building one or it was a website. I'd watched a video, and a guy makes roll-up J-poles. I think it was on Ham Radio Crash Course. I watched it, and he reviewed a couple of them, and it was one he recommended. It's like $20-something dollars for a roll-up J-pole, and I want to say it had a BNC connector, but I don't remember, so I thought that was pretty neat for $20-something dollars.
The free last night, the club was donated all the supplies to do it, and if you get with Chad, he's got a one by one laid out where you lay everything, where you cut it, and make all your modifications to the ladder line to do what you want to and solder everything together.
That's highly impressive, and that's neat. So he basically had all supplies and everybody made their own J-pole.
Correct.
Well, I like the sound of that. I know I'm going to try to bring him some money if he shows up tomorrow. For club dues, and I got to get on tonight and try to pay some for this repeater.
I'm all paid up on both of them now. I did my club dues last night.
And that money all at the same time. I had airplane field dues, this repeater, and I wanted to give Chad some money for the Tron repeater. It's like, holy crap. And just wallet's starting to feel a lot heavier.
It does, if you ain't careful. Here at the first of the year, it kind of like, wait a minute.
Airfield was $85. On top of that, everything else, I'm like, good Lord, my wife's going to kill me.
She's probably sitting over there thanking her. Whew, I got rid of him again.
Several hours break when I go to the airfield.
That's what I tell my wife. That's my, you're paying my babysitter.
All right, that's what it boils down to at the end of the day. Every time I go to the airfield, even if it's a quick trip, I'm ending up there for over an hour or two, and it's like, man, where does the time go?
Andrew, I'm going to hop off here for now so I can see about getting this antenna slung up in this tree, see if I can hit myself in the head with this nut and bolt I put on in this rope. So you be careful the rest of your way in, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. What time are you planning on getting there?
There as close to 10 as I can, but you know, it depends on if I sleep in at all or anything, but it'll be right around that time, maybe a little bit after it.
Well, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and we'll get set up and see what we can do tomorrow, but you be careful the rest of your trip in, and I'll talk to you then. KO4HX, I'll be clear. 7-3.
7-3, you be safe, don't conk yourself out and the wife finds you laying in the yard. A knot on your head from the nut. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. KO4CM, and I'll be clear.